This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to welcome a brand new and profoundly timely book by one of America's leading legal scholars and jurists. Judge Ken Starr has just written a book called Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. And by the way, for people who are interested in this subject matter, and every single American should be, because religious liberty is the first liberty mentioned, guaranteed in the First Amendment to the Constitution, Judge Starr is going to be doing a presentation at Museum of the Bible on Thursday, which is a hybrid presentation. They'll have some people there in person. You can also find out about how you can link to it and participate. That will be at our website at michaelmedved.com. Judge Starr, congratulations on the book, and couldn't be much more timely with a recent Supreme Court decision, no?
Oh, thank you, Michael. It's so good to be with you. And yes, the Supreme Court has once again rallied around and struck a mighty blow in favor of religious liberty in the face of governors, Michael, who, as you know, are either closing down churches or severely restricting religious exercises. And the court in this particular instance, late on a Friday night, said, California, you cannot prevent a house church. It's like the underground church in China. You cannot prevent the underground or the home church from meeting in California. So the restrictions, because of the pandemic, had once again gone too far, intruded too deeply into religious faith and practice.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't just a home church, it was even Bible study. I mean, we've hosted, my wife has hosted, actually, Bible study in our home for years and years and years, for many years. And the idea that this would be shut down or limited or interfered with, this is not government interfering in a place of worship, it's government interfering in your domicile, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. In the home, there's no place like home. A man's house is his castle in the great Anglo-American tradition. Not even the king can enter without the appropriate court order. Yes, indeed. The house is sacrosanct, and so it gave it yet another dimension of privacy. And then this is something that came out in the civil rights movement, as you know, Michael, and that's the freedom of association to protect membership lists of the NAACP. You had this confluence, as in mighty rivers of rights coming together and creating this huge stream of protection as against Governor Gavin Newsom of California.
Who has some problems of his own with a recall coming up. Look, one of the things that has gotten a certain amount of attention, and we talked about it on this show a good deal, was a new Gallup poll which showed that for the first time, and they started doing these polls in 1930, so for the first time in getting close to 100 years, a minority of Americans say they are affiliated in any way with a given church, synagogue, or mosque. And do you believe that the attack, the crisis in religious liberty, which you describe in your new book, is either is that an effect of this decline in religion, or is it helped to cause it, or both?
I think it's probably both. I think that the Gallup poll just manifests, it symbolizes the march of secularism, that secularization of the culture, religion, we don't need it, we don't have time for it, we have so many sources of entertainment that in modern day culture, we don't need paganism. We don't need to honor the gods, or we do not need the God, honor the God of the founding that the founding generation spoke of. We don't have time for it. We have social media and so forth. So our attention span, our values, our attention spans are crowded. Our values are shifting. The idea of being hostile to religion, religion is a mask for discrimination, a frequently heard cry. All these things, I think, are contributing to this erosion, which should be troubling to folks, at least those of us who take the founding seriously. Here's a quote that your audience may not have heard before from the Northwest Ordinance of 1787 and repassed for the First Congress in 1789. Religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. Schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. Notice those three pillars, religion, morality, right? There it is. Knowledge.
And you know what? It's so important, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because I am a great fan and devoted enthusiast for the Northwest Ordinance of 1787, which was, of course, passed by the old Congress, even while they were setting up a new Congress with the U.S. Constitution. One of the things that people would say to when, oh, you talk about morality, religion, how could they be moral? They were slaveholders. That same Northwest Ordinance banned slavery in all the territories to which it applied, banned it forever. And it's one of the reasons that the center of a lot of the abolitionist anti-slavery sentiment was precisely in places like Ohio, which was, of course, the first part of the Northwest Territory that was settled.
And as we know from David McCulloch's wonderful book on pioneers, those, and there were disproportionately those first settlers, were veterans of the Revolutionary War, and they hailed from Puritan New England, which was strongly abolitionist. So exactly right. The founding generation did have to enter that compromise to permit slavery to continue, but it looked, the document itself looked to slavery's end and certainly to the abolition of the pernicious slave trade. So, yes, we should listen to the voices of the founding. We should not tear down the Jefferson Memorial. We should not tear down the Washington Monument. We should rather honor that which is good, including their insight that this is what makes for a free people. And I must say, when I reflect on what happened in World War II and how did German culture change and, so radically and become so demonic? Very rich questions. But to me, one of the answers for the American democracy is in the Northwest Ordinance, right? Religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary, right, for the happiness of mankind. And so these values that existed at the founding and that were extolled even by Mr. Jefferson, you know, a doubter, a deist, etc., and given powerful voice by George Washington, and his cry, and I think this is relevant today, his letter to the Jewish congregation in Newport, Rhode Island, a great haven for Jewish observant Jews, and for him to say, you know, we will simply not tolerate bigotry. We will not give persecution any sanction, that is, any warrant in this country. But that's what's happening now because of this, I think, the erosion of these precious values that have been with us for over 200 years. So my book speaks into this, and I hope will be a little bit of light in the darkness and give people hope because, as we said at the outset, Michael, the Supreme Court is time and again rallying around the forces of and under the banner of religious freedom.
Well, all I can say is thank God and thank you for the book. It is called Religious Liberty in Crisis. You can click at michaelmedved.com. There's a special bookstore, independent bookstore with no financial connection to anybody here, called Hearts and Minds, which is a great place to order Religious Liberty in Crisis. Go to michaelmedved.com. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free. Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is more about not the crisis in religious liberty, but just the crisis in insanity regarding the ongoing dispute about the Georgia election law. And some of the latest is Will Smith. Will Smith is actually working on a movie, and it sounds like it could be a fascinating and worthwhile film. And a very gifted director who's also African-American, black, Antoine Fuqua. And the director and Will Smith together had been planning to film in Georgia. The movie's based on a true story. It's about a runaway slave who actually was depicted in a famous photograph which showed all the welts on his back from the whippings he had received as an enslaved person. And he ran away and he joined the Union Army. And was one of those 183,000 black people who fought for our flag and for our union and for the preservation of the United States of America. Okay, so that movie, which is called Emancipation, is the first, and it's supposed to be the first of many, to pull out of Georgia on the basis of the new law. Now, wouldn't it make sense if you're going to begin the movie, at least, showing enslaved people in the southern United States, to actually film in the southern United States? Well, not in Georgia. The story says actor Will Smith and director Antoine Fuqua plan to move production of their upcoming film about slavery out of Georgia to protest the state's new voter law. The film, a thriller, is the first big-budget movie project to pull out of the state on the basis of the new law. At this moment in time, the nation is coming to terms with its history and is attempting to eliminate vestiges of institutional racism to achieve true racial justice, Fuqua and Smith said in a joint statement. By the way, good for them for saying eliminate vestiges of institutional racism. Not to say to eliminate the systemic racism that pollutes and corrupts everything, that is all-powerful and never-ending and immortal. And no, they said it reasonably enough. To eliminate vestiges of institutional racism. Do we have vestiges of institutional racism? Sure. Okay, so that's fine. But why are you moving the movie because of this election law? What is it you expect the Georgia legislature, Georgia governor, who is, by the way, Brian Kemp, who is in a world of trouble because President Trump is 100% committed to defeating him in a primary. He has a tough re-election anyway. And they say in their statement, and this is less admirable, it seems to me, we cannot in good conscience provide economic support to a government that enacts regressive voting laws that are designed to restrict voter access. Now, this is a little bit strange, isn't it? When you look at films that are trying to open up for production in places like Cuba, in places like Vietnam, places like China, Georgia is a place you can't go in good conscience to Georgia, which, by the way, just elected two Democratic senators and added to the commanding Electoral College majority that was won by Joe Biden. It carried for Democrats. And then the statement goes on, and I loathe this because it's so detached from reality. The new Georgia voting laws are reminiscent of voting impediments that were passed at the end of Reconstruction to prevent many Americans from voting. Regrettably, we feel compelled to move our film production work from Georgia to another state, it continued. The movie was scheduled to start filming on June 21st and to feature Smith as a runaway slave as he attempts to flee to the North to freedom and to service in the Union Army, according to the report. The Peach State Law, and this is the New York Post, among other provisions, requires ID for absentee voting. Oh, no! So do a bunch of other states, including Democratic states. And by the way, in Georgia already required ID for voting in person. And they had some of the highest black turnouts, some of the highest minority turnouts, certainly some of the highest Democratic turnouts they've ever had in that state in terms of raw numbers. The decision to pull the project from the Peach State comes as Major League Baseball announced it would move this year's All-Star Game out of Atlanta. Okay, this comes at the same time that there is a very large group of executives who, this is reported by CBS News. It says, first-of-its-kind meeting draws more than 100 corporate leaders to discuss state voting laws. More than 100 of the nation's top corporate leaders met virtually on Saturday to discuss ways for companies to continue responding to the passage of more restrictive voting laws across the country, a signal that the nation's premier businesses are preparing a far more robust, organized response to the ongoing debate. See, this is, to me, it's nuts. First of all, they talk about restrictive voting laws. Can somebody explain to me what is unacceptably restrictive about the Georgia law or about any of the proposed laws, frankly? I mean, some of them are niggling and stupid, but is it restrictive to say that you can't solicit people's votes by going to them while they're waiting in line to get into the polling place and offering food? I mean, is that a restrictive voting law? What's fascinating to me is that when it comes to gun control, they never use gun restrictions. They never say that. What they say is gun safety. They don't even like the term gun control. But surely there must be a better way of describing some of these attempts to tighten up the voting systems in various states. Part of the problem is that so much of this is viewed as a response to the Stop the Steal lie. The corporate leaders, in a statement by Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, who teaches management at Yale and helped organize this meeting, the gathering was an enthusiastic voluntary statement of defiance against threats of reprisals for exercising their patriotic voices. The corporate leaders recognize that they need to step up to the plate and are not fearful of these reprisals. They're showing a disdain for these political attacks. Okay, they believe that these voting regulations are more of a threat to their corporate survival than a massive increase in corporate taxes, do they? What does that show? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are MedHead members, and we've listened to you for years.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes the police shooting death of Dante Wright was an accident. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting where Wright is seen struggling with police while being put in handcuffs. Wright was being arrested after driving with expired tags and having outstanding warrants. The officer shouting taser and warning of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead. Police Chief Tim Gannon discussing the riots and looting that broke out Sunday evening.
Peaceful protesting, expressing yourself, we fully support that. But the ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, the destruction to our pharmacies, we cannot tolerate that.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin continues with George Floyd's brother taking the stand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The CBS News reporting here on the Michael Medved Show that in the wake of Georgia's new law, Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, and Aflac Insurance, among other companies based in the Peach State, spoke out in opposition to the law. Republican leaders, including former President Trump, have in turn called for boycotts of the companies for speaking out. Liberal organizations, civil rights groups, and some Democratic leaders have said the firms didn't speak out forcefully enough or before passage of the law, a move they argue might have stopped the law's passage. Okay, so here we are. You have all of these companies and 100 very major companies which are not beloved by Democrats, and not for a moment. Democrats who want to raise corporate taxes and really make these companies less competitive. It's a problem with raising corporate taxes with corporations in other countries that will be paying far less than the 28% that Joe Biden wants to install. So what is the deal here? Why do they need to get involved with this? And my basic question would be, what is it exactly that they expect states like Georgia that have already passed election regulation laws, election reform laws, you could call them, or basically try to tighten up their state's electoral processes? What are they supposed to do if they've already passed the legislation? Go back and cancel it? I do believe we're in a very strange situation. Peter in Seattle, you're on the Medved Show.
Oh, yeah. What was wrong with the old law? Why did they have to change it? The only thing wrong was that they lost.
I agree with you. I think it was incredibly stupid for them to change it.
Well, that's not a good answer. What was wrong with the old law?
No, I agree with you. There was nothing terribly wrong with the old law. They just conducted a very fair, very thorough, very carefully recounted and recounted and recounted presidential election in Georgia. Nobody thinks there was massive fraud to elect the two Democratic senators. And I think what some of the Republican members of the legislature are doing is trying to satisfy President Trump and some of his diehard supporters who believe the election in Georgia was stolen.
Obvious. But the other thing is the gerrymandering. There's so much of that going on. Doesn't it bother you?
It does. I think the gerrymandering, and by the way, it's on both sides. It is absolutely on both sides. I think that we in the state of Washington have a better situation. You know why we don't have arguments about gerrymandering here?
Yeah, we do it right.
Correct. It's done by a nonpartisan commission.
Right.
And that nonpartisan commission may make mistakes at some point, but at least it's not an obvious attempt to try to make the districts totally unfair or partisan. And I have thought for many times, and I don't know, Peter, you may have heard this on the show before, but there's a huge, gigantic, very beneficial compromise that is waiting to happen, where Republicans who control more state legislatures than Democrats do all across the country should give up the idea of the state legislatures doing gerrymandering and go for a kind of national requirement that the districts be reapportioned by nonpartisan commissions, as they are in Washington, I think in California now, too. And we go for that. And the Democrats go for, if you win a congressional district, you get the electoral vote from that congressional district, so that you don't have all 55 electoral votes from California going to Joe Biden, where President Trump carried, I think he carried close to 20 congressional districts in California. You follow?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for your question and for a challenge. Look, there is so much stupidity on all sides here. And a part of the stupidity is this group of corporations. What is striking to me is it's almost as if they're trying to counteract all of the charges that the left has been making against corporate power and corporate America for years and years and years. All you hear about is these big greedy corporations. All they care about is making money. How does this kind of opposition to laws that are progressing in many, many states, the nonpartisan Brennan Center, reports CBS, which has been tracking voting law proposals across the country, found that lawmakers in 47 states have introduced 361 bills that would, quote, restrict voting access. It's an unbelievable situation. And, again, opposing all those legislatures, leading to boycotts and hostility from Republicans, they're not going to win over all sorts of Democratic support or find President Biden and his allies saying, oh, okay, great, you're opposing the Republicans on voting rules, therefore, never mind, we're not going to raise your taxes. They will. By the way, breaking news, another shooting, a school shooting. Multiple people shot, including a Knoxville, Tennessee police officer at a high school. Police say multiple people, including an officer, were shot today, just now, at a high school in the East Tennessee city of Knoxville. The Knoxville Police Department tweeted that authorities were on the scene of the shooting at Austin East Magnet High School. The online posting said a Knoxville Police Department officer was reported among the victims. Police urged people to avoid the area. Details remained sketchy, and news outlets showed numerous police and emergency vehicles at the scene. We'll have more information as it becomes available. Could there be, in something like this, just that copycat factor? The fact that this is so much in mind for people right now. We had a terrible weekend. And or is it somehow a deeper kind of sickness? And again, for a president whose most important promise to the American people was peace at last. U.S. Grant had the slogan, "Let us have peace," that helped him get elected in 1868 and 1872. Let us have peace. Biden's idea of bipartisanship and compromise and less tension in America, that's not working out so well. And it's wrong to blame Joe Biden or the governor of Tennessee or anybody else for what a terrible, terrible person has just done at a Tennessee high school. However, there is an atmosphere right now of polarization on everything, on even relatively minor of voting regulations in various states. We will bring you the latest on this Tennessee shooting, and undoubtedly this will continue to bring questions of gun ownership and gun regulations. Of course, Democrats want to say gun safety to the fore. We will be right back with that, 1-800-955-1776. And the question, is racism really a serious public health threat? That was a proclamation from the Centers for Disease Control. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's an exclusive offer, only to offer for MedHead annual members. 50% off any download in the MedVet History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com for this special discount.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And just a quick reminder, we don't know yet how many victims there are in this high school shooting in Tennessee. God willing, there will be no fatalities. We don't know. We will keep you posted. But for those people who want to try to make this a one way or another, a partisan issue, it's not a partisan issue. Under President Obama, we had the terrible shootings in Charleston, South Carolina, with 9 people slaughtered by a neo-Confederate white supremacist during Bible study at a church. Sandy Hook Elementary School occurred under President Obama, 27 victims in Connecticut. The Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, gay nightclub, 49 victims. Was an act of Islamic terrorism, actually. And the movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado, 12 victims. All took place during President Obama's term and during President Trump's term. 2017, a year after he was elected, actually, before he'd complete his first year in office, 26 people killed at a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. In February 2018, 17 people killed at Parkland High School, high school in Parkland, Florida. May 2018, 10 people killed at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas. In October 2018, 11 people gunned down at prayer at a synagogue, Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. In November 2018, 12 people killed at a restaurant in Thousand Oaks. In May 2019, 12 people were shot and killed at an office building in Virginia Beach. And then, of course, that horrible crime, which was a race-motivated crime, in August 2019, 22 people killed at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. And there's more. So the idea here that, why is this happening all of a sudden? It's not all of a sudden. It's a national problem. And the important thing to keep in mind is that we have a problem of violence. We have a problem of homicide. We had been doing much better in that regard. And now that much better is kind of diluted or undermined. We have had a dramatic increase in violent killings, and it's not just in Chicago, it's not just in Baltimore, it's not just in St. Louis. We spoke earlier in this show about Philadelphia, where there's been a huge explosion of crimes. 24 shooting incidents in Philadelphia over the weekend, and almost as many as Chicago, but of course Chicago's a bigger city, bigger in population. Look, it's one of those things where the mass shootings get the attention because they are so horrific. But when you talk about the total number of victims, first of all, the majority, overwhelming majority, it's over 60% of the victims of gun violence are suicides. And the immediate response, how can we do something about this? What we can do is to go back to doing what we were doing before, which is more intensive, more aggressive, more comprehensive policing. I don't mean to bring everything back to this, but letting cities and downtowns just go to pot, and I, yes, mean that in every sense of that word, basically with graffiti and litter and homeless encampments everywhere, this is classic broken windows theory. In other words, James Q. Wilson, whose ideas were taken up by Rudy Giuliani when he was mayor of New York, and Bill Bratton, who was police commissioner of New York, and they brought down New York's rate of homicides dramatically, was that you don't just go after violent criminals, you go after every kind of crime. You restore order. When you are in a place where there are broken windows and heaps of trash, and people drunk and out of their minds or stoned and lying there in an empty lot, and graffiti everywhere, that sends a message that there is no order here. Things have broken down. And unfortunately, that is a message that is being sent in too many American cities. And the terrible thing about this high school shooting, the latest one in Tennessee, we'll tell you more about it as soon as we get that information, is that it's probably, like many schools, a school that only recently has reopened. In the midst of the pandemic, I think we were all feeling, well, one thing about the pandemic is there's a little bit less violent crime. And that wasn't true in every city. 1-800-955-1776. I had mentioned this CDC statement. It's a statement about racism as a public health threat. And the Washington Post reports, racism is a public health threat that affects the health of our entire nation, the director of the nation's top public health agency said on Friday. In a statement, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky vowed to invest more in minority communities. Racism directly affects the well-being of millions of Americans. As a result, it affects the health of our entire nation, she said. According to a Washington Post report, black Americans were 37% more likely to die of COVID-19. Asians were 53% more likely to die. Native Americans and Alaska Natives were 26% more likely to die. And Hispanics were 16% more likely to die. Now, first of all, I don't even know if those numbers I just cited from the Washington Post that they put in the article about racism being a health threat, if they're true. But what I do know is that numbers that consistently have been published by the federal government and by every source you can find show that white people do not do better than non-white people in terms of life expectancy. In fact, the most recent numbers they have, which are census numbers from 2018, listen to this. white people are below the national average for life expectancy. Not much, but a little bit. Hispanics are far ahead of white people in terms of life expectancy. How far ahead? More than three years higher life expectancy. The difference between whites and Hispanics is almost as big as the difference between whites and blacks. And by the way, Asians are off the charts in terms of longer lives. And I don't know, they're citing this, that racism is a serious public health problem. If that's the case, how is it that the most recent numbers from the government, Asian Americans live on average of 86 years, 3 months. White Americans, 81 years and 9 months. That's almost a five-year difference, which, again, is more than the difference between white people and black people, which is a three-year difference. Now, I mention this not to say that racism isn't a problem, but if you're going to blame absolutely everything on racism, I mean, one of the questions here would be, why is it that Asian people live longer on average than white people? Why is it that Hispanic people live longer than average on white people? I know a lot of people want to say, well, Asian people have a more healthy diet. Maybe. But there's nothing particularly healthy, I don't think, about all that delicious Mexican food. And yet, and despite what they're saying about COVID, which is only a small percentage of total American deaths, at most in the last year when the pandemic was raging, it was a little bit more than 10%, I believe, of all deaths were attributed to COVID. And in terms of changing the differences in life expectancy, nobody expects that to happen. I don't understand the desire to blame everything on racism to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.